Now, sentence 5, quote, "Therefore, bishops should be revered by the faithful as divinely appointed successors of the apostles, and to them, even more than to the highest civil authorities, should be applied the words, 'Touch not my anointed one.'" Unquote. Bishops are revered as divinely appointed successors of the apostles. Note, not appointed by Pope, but by someone divine, that is, God. This is how the Pope would have everyone revere the bishops. Are you accusing the Pope of desiring that the whole world live a lie? If the Pope intended to have just taught us that bishops have authority only through and from a Pope, why would he have us then revere them as, quote, divinely appointed, unquote? Are you suggesting that the Pope would have us believe that the Pope is divine? And last but not least, the final sentence of your quote, quote, "For bishops have been appointed with the chrism of the Holy Spirit," unquote. It is a chrism of God, the Holy Spirit, not the chrism of a pope, that has appointed the bishops. Please note that when you called me on the phone, I had no idea of who you were, nor was I expecting such pride, arrogance, and haughtiness in your, quote, letter, unquote. This was not conveyed in your phone conversation, as it is so blatant in your writing. Your email was filtered out of my inbox because I received too many of your unsolicited emails that I chose long ago not to have them delivered to my inbox. So it was many days before I discovered your, quote, letter, unquote. Your approach on the phone was vastly different than your tone in your, quote, letter, unquote. This I attribute to a pharisaical attempt to deceive and entrap me. I am not bitter or angry, but have great pity for your troubled soul, and am grateful to you, as I have been found worthy to suffer such attacks from you as our Lord suffered from the Pharisees of his day. If ever the grace of God touches your soul and you are ready to abjure your heresies and profess your faith in the Roman Catholic Church, please call upon me, as I would be most pleased to take one of the devil's agents and turn them to God. Signed, Bishop Giles, OFM. My letter to Bishop Giles. Dear Bishop Giles Butler, OFM, praised be Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, now and forever. Thank you for your time, thoughts, and consideration to respond to me via email. You expressed various thoughts, but let us go directly to the crux of the truly important issue. You stated the reason and foundation of why we do not agree as to how bishops receive ordinary jurisdiction when you wrote, quote, "Now the fourth sentence to which you take exception, 'Yet in exercising this office they are not altogether independent, but are subordinate to the lawful authority of the Roman Pontiff, although enjoying the ordinary power of jurisdiction which they receive directly from the same Supreme Pontiff.' Bishops are not independent of the Vicar of Christ, but are subordinate to the lawful authority of the Roman Pontiff. Therefore, they are not subordinate to impostors, antipopes, which are unlawful and therefore have no authority. And yes, even here the Pope reiterates that bishops have ordinary power of jurisdiction. Notice that it is ordinary, not delegated, which they receive from the same Supreme Pontiff or Sovereign Pontiff. I care not which one you use. They refer to the same person, Jesus Christ." Unquote from Bishop Vrazalis' letter. Your last three sentences express the primary, major, and crucial point on which we disagree as to how bishops receive ordinary jurisdiction, quote, which they receive from the same supreme pontiff or sovereign pontiff, I care not which one you use. They refer to the same person, Jesus Christ, unquote. I emphasize your last sentence because it is not the truth. It is in direct contradiction to the teaching of every pope in the liturgy of the Catholic Church, as I will show throughout this letter. If I have understood correctly, both you and Bishop Rizalis believe that Pope Pius XII claims that the Sovereign Pontiff is another name for Jesus Christ, but not another name for the Pope. Bishop Rizalis wrote in the January 2008 issue of the Serif, quote, the Sovereign Pontiff is Jesus Christ, unquote. In his sermon on July 4, 2010, Bishop Rizalis continued to be persistent, pertinacious, and determined to teach that Jesus Christ is the Supreme Pontiff, quote, the Church is the mystical body of Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of God, in his divinity, is the head of the Church. He is the Supreme Pontiff. Unquote. Contrary to what you and Bishop Rizalis teach, I will prove that Pope Pius XII and the Catholic Church teach that the Sovereign Pontiff is only the Pope and not Jesus Christ. I will use the encyclicals found at http://www.papalencyclicals.net. You can thereby see where I have added bold, underlined, and italics. Most emphases seen throughout this letter are those of Patrick Henry. I will begin with the encyclical of Pope Pius XII, Mystici Corpus Christi. We have both studied paragraph 42, so let us now study from paragraph 44. Quote, yet this also must be held, marvelous though it may seem, Christ has need of his members. First, because the person of Jesus Christ is represented by the Supreme Pontiff, who in turn must call on others to share much of his solicitude, lest he be overwhelmed by the burden of his pastoral office, and must be helped daily by the prayers of the Church. Unquote, from Mystici Corpus Christi, paragraph 44. Here in paragraph 44, Pope Pius XII makes it absolutely, completely, and unmistakably clear that the person of Jesus Christ is represented by the Supreme Pontiff. Remember that Bishop Rizalis said, Jesus, the Son of God, is the Supreme Pontiff. If you two bishops speak the truth, then please explain why, quote, Jesus, the Supreme Pontiff, in turn, must call on others to share much of his solicitude, lest he be overwhelmed by the burden of his pastoral office. Unquote. Consequently, how in the name of truth and honesty can you and Bishop Rizalis teach that the Supreme Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ? Remember, it is in misunderstanding paragraph 42 that you bishops teach the Supreme Pontiff is actually Jesus Christ. However, do you see that Pope Pius XII himself clearly corrects your mistake and teaches beyond any doubt that the Supreme Pontiff is not Jesus Christ, but only his representative? Proof from the Sacred Liturgy. Now we will study from paragraph 47 and 48 of Mediator Dei, encyclical of Pope Pius XII. Quote, In the sacred liturgy, we profess the Catholic faith explicitly and openly, not only by the celebration of the mysteries and by offering the holy sacrifice and administering the sacraments, but also by saying or singing the credo or symbol of the faith. It is indeed the sign and badge, as it were, of the Christian, along with other texts, and likewise by the reading of Holy Scripture, written under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The entire liturgy, therefore, has the Catholic faith for its content, inasmuch as it bears public witness to the faith of the Church. For this reason, whenever there was question of defining a truth revealed by God, the Sovereign Pontiff and the councils, in their recourse to the theological sources, as they are called, have not seldom drawn many an argument from this sacred science of the liturgy. For an example in point, our predecessor of immortal memory, Pius IX, so argued when he proclaimed the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. Similarly, during the discussion of a doubtful or controversial truth, the Church and the Holy Fathers have not failed to look to the age-old and age-honored sacred rites for enlightenment. Hence the well-known and venerable maxim, Legem credendi, lex statuit supplicandi. Let the rule of prayer determine the rule of belief. The sacred liturgy, consequently, does not decide or determine independently and of itself what is of Catholic faith. More properly, since the liturgy is also a profession of eternal truths, and subject as such to the supreme teaching authority of the Church, it can supply proofs and testimony quite clearly of no little value towards the determination of a particular point of Christian doctrine. But if one desires to differentiate and describe the relationship between faith and the sacred liturgy in absolute and general terms, it is perfectly correct to say, lex credendi, legem statuit supplicandi. Let the rule of belief determine the rule of prayer. Unquote, from this part of Mediator Dei. The information in the above two paragraphs proves beyond all doubt what the Catholic Church teaches. Do you agree that all Catholics believe every truth the Catholic Church teaches in her liturgy? Therefore, let us turn to the liturgy for Pope St. Pius I, Pope St. Pius V, and Pope St. Pius X. The collect for Pope St. Pius I is taken from the Mass, Si Diligis Mei. This is a Mass in honor of one or more supreme pontiffs. Quote, Eternal Shepherd, regard graciously thy flock and keep it with an everlasting protection. By the intercession of Blessed Pius, thy martyr and sovereign pontiff, whom thou hast constituted shepherd of the whole Church through our Lord Jesus Christ, etc. Here is the collect for Pope St. Pius V. Quote, O God, who for the overthrow of the enemies of thy Church and for the restoration of divine worship, didst vouchsafe to choose Blessed Pius as supreme pontiff, grant that we may be defended by his patronage and so cleave unto thy service, that overcoming all the wiles of our enemies, we may rejoice in perpetual peace through our Lord Jesus Christ thy Son, who liveth and reigneth with thee in unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Unquote. Next, we will read the collect for Pope St. Pius X. Quote, O God, who for the defense of the Catholic faith and for the restoration of all things in Christ didst fill St. Pius, supreme pontiff, with heavenly wisdom and apostolic courage, grant in thy loving kindness that by following his teachings and examples we may attain eternal rewards through our Lord Jesus Christ, etc. Unquote. Do you agree that these collects provide the absolute, irrefutable, and indisputable proofs that the titles Sovereign Pontiff and Supreme Pontiff are in their names for the popes and not Jesus Christ? 3 points which we must never forget are: 1. In the sacred liturgy, we profess the Catholic faith explicitly and openly. 2. The entire liturgy, therefore, has the Catholic faith for its content, inasmuch as it bears public witness to the faith of the Church. 3. The liturgy is also a profession of eternal truths. No Catholic will deny that the collects prayed during Mass and in the Divine Office are part of the Catholic liturgy. Therefore, will you accept that the prayers prayed therein are a profession of the Catholic faith and a profession of the eternal truth that bears witness to the faith of the Church? Do you agree that when Catholics pray the collect of the Mass, si diligis mei, they absolutely, definitely, and unquestionably profess the eternal truth and faith of the infallible Church that the Pope is the Supreme Pontiff? 1. In the act of faith, Catholics pray, O my God, I firmly believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church believes and teaches because thou hast revealed them. 2. The Catholic Church has proclaimed to her children that she teaches them what God has revealed concerning the true faith through the sacred liturgy. 3. The sacred liturgy clearly teaches that it is the Pope and not Jesus Christ who is the sovereign pontiff. 4. Therefore, do you agree that in order for Catholics to believe all the truths that the Holy Catholic Church believes and teaches, they must necessarily believe that it is the Pope who is the sovereign pontiff? We recently read from the Mass, Si diligis mei. Now we will read from the first paragraph of Si diligis, the allocution delivered by Pope Pius XII for the canonization of Pope St. Pius X. Quote, if you love, feed. These words, which are a command of our Divine Redeemer to the Apostle Peter, are the commencement of the Mass in honor of one or more Supreme Pontiffs. Unquote. Here is the proof from the teaching of the very same Pope who wrote paragraph 42 of Mystici Corpus Christi. The Holy Father is quoting directly from the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church, thus proving that the popes are the supreme pontiffs. If the supreme pontiffs are actually Jesus Christ, well might we ask, quote, does the Catholic Church now teach there are two Jesus Christ and four persons in the Blessed Trinity? Unquote. After having the evidence of these facts pointed out to them, what Catholic would not exclaim, quote, what a horrifying, blasphemous, and heretical statement it is to teach that the Supreme Pontiff is the same person as Jesus Christ? Unquote. How could the Supreme Pontiff be the same person as Jesus Christ when the Church infallibly teaches there is more than one Supreme Pontiff? To absolutely prove the point that the Catholic Church infallibly teaches that there is more than one Supreme Pontiff, we need only to look in the Missali Romanum Catholic priests read from when they offer Mass. I now open to the Mass which Pope Pius XII made reference to in the above-quoted allocution, Si diligis. Si diligis me are the first three words of the introit. However, this Mass is also known as Commune Unius aut Plurium Summorum Pontificum. When a Catholic opens his daily missal to this Mass of the common of one or more supreme pontiffs, he knows immediately that the supreme pontiff is the Pope, not Jesus Christ. The truth is immediately before him that there is more than one supreme pontiff. This Mass gives several different collects that the priest or bishop would pray, depending upon if the Mass was in honor of one pope or several popes. I will now provide the iadem oratio in plurale. Quote, Gregem tuum pastor eterni placatus intende et per beatos name and name materos tuos atque sumos pontifices perpetua protectione custodi quos totius ecclesiae prestitisti eius pastores per dominum nostrum, unquote.